John McGivern is bringing back the Wonder Bread years. Yeah. And you've got something for
I have a piece.
Okay.
This is it's about rules and about things that parents do. And I say, you know, my dad became famous in our neighborhood for making up fake treats to get us to do yard work.
Fake
you know,
treats?
Some phony treat. You know, if you finish the backyard, there are pine floats for everybody. Pine floats. Oh, my God. Pine floats. Let's go. We had no idea what he was talking about, but we were mowing and bagging and curbing. We'd come inside. Pine floats. You promised for all of us. He has six glasses of water on the counter, toothpicks floating in them. Pine floats. Get it? Jip. Total jip. And you can't take back yard work at that point. You know, parents, they change the rules anytime they want. Have you noticed that? What happens to the rules? You memorize a litany of rules that each get broken or changed on a holiday. Just think of a rule, and there is a holiday to challenge it. Okay, don't play with matches, kids. Don't touch matches. Stay away from the matches. It's the 4th of July, kids. Here's some matches. Go blow up the neighborhood. Halloween. Halloween is an evening of reckless abandon. You know, don't run in the street. Don't go out after dark. Don't take candy from strangers. Oh, what the hell? It's Halloween. Here's a pillowcase. Don't come home till midnight. And you get any fruit, throw that right in the trash. All right. I don't know what alternate universe this is, but I like it. Free candy and throw the fruit right in the trash. We had to be a costume out of a box. There was a predetermined Halloween box waiting in the closet. We could not be like people on TV. We could not think up our own thing. We had to be something from the box. There was a football helmet, an army helmet, a witch hat, and a cape. Didn't matter if you were a boy or a girl. I don't want to be a witch. I'm a boy. You're a warlock. Put that on and get the hell out of the house. The worst costume in the box was the year that Kentucky Fried Chicken gave away a promotional Colonel Sanders mask.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, don't laugh. Unless you've been behind the face of Harlan Sanders begging for candy, I don't want to hear a peep out of you, all right? It's humiliating. You had Colonel Sanders' face, red and white striped smock that tied off at the sides, and my mom got the chicken bucket to collect your candy in the bucket. Every house, ding dong. Oh, what are you supposed to be? I'm a moron! I'm the mayor of Des Moines! What do I look like? No, I'm not Burl Ives on a picnic. Shut up. I'm not going to have to be colonel for another 6 years because we were in rotation. But you know what you needed to do is maximize your candy-getting potential. Because this has got to last you till Easter, which is the next major free candy haul. In order to get the maximum amount of candy, you needed to do two things. You make a route. Okay, the Wazalewskis, the Hogans, the Seklinskis, the Randalls, Ohms, and the Trilogies. The other thing is the big trade at the end of the night. Everybody dump your pillowcase on the shag carpet. Make a candy bank. Candy Exchange Commission opens in 15 minutes. Everybody values candy the same way when you're a kid. They value it by its length. Everything tall goes on one end of your bank. Your marathon bars, your Charleston chews, your Butterfingers. Then it tapers off and then the orange and black wrap wads of peanut butter bath putty. Remember those things?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that funny undetermined plumber's caulking substitute was. What is this? It's the stuff that on Mission Impossible they would press keys in to make duplicates. Remember that stuff? The only thing below that was the baggie that had one candy corn, a penny, and a paperclip. What is this from the MacGyver house? What kind of malcontent empties out their junk drawer into baggies for kids for a treat? Can't you just see those people up late the night before making little groupings? Let's see. A Fig Newton, a house key, and a magnet.
That'll be good.
That's a good grouping. I think that's going to make some little goblin very happy tomorrow. You know, some things don't even make the trade. Those little dots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, on the paper.
God, yeah.
The pixie sticks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know why they didn't make the trade? Because you need those along the way for energy. Okay. Oh, two more houses. I think I can make it. And you take that pixie stick, dump it down your throat. Ah, now I'm so parched. The only way to quench your thirst was that little wax bottle with three drops of food coloring. You'd bite that cap off and... I am totally satisfied! just fine. Oh, now what am I going to do with the wax bottle? Chew it! Great idea! Push it up into your teeth, into your gums. Look, I've got gingivitis! Once it gets pliable, you can then make yourself a fake nose and put a little wart on it. It's good to have a second costume because you knew the good houses and the gyp houses.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can avoid the gyp houses, you can go to the good houses twice. The caramel apple.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you get a caramel apple. Go behind the bushes. Change your costume. Put on the fake wax nose. Go back, get another caramel apple. Suck all the caramel off and suddenly realize, Jip! It's an apple! It's fruit! Throw it in the trash. Let's get out of here.